Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Question for you. Do you love it when musical artists kind of recreate or actually create their own quote-unquote Christmas song? Or are you just a traditional, I want them to sing the standards, that's what I like to hear? This is a huge debate going on right now. John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSO, and our phone number is 833-287-1037. I had a big argument last year with Brooks O'Brien. Remember Brooks O'Brien? Legendary Brooks O'Brien here in San Diego, who knows country music better than anybody in this building, I'd imagine, except maybe Tammy. And I asked her, why do we not have any new Christmas music on the show, or on the station, rather? And her answer, typical Brooks, very blunt, because most new Christmas music sucks. And I was like, oh, okay.
Right. And a lot of new stuff, they weren't really doing originals. They were doing traditionals. Like last night at the CMA's, their Christmas special last
CMA
night.
CMA Country Christmas.
Yes, that Trisha Yearwood hosted. Dierks Bentley just did a straight up, just an acoustic, beautiful version, classic country song. And if that's what you like, then that's what you wanted to hear last night.
Hang a shot.
Wow, that sounds nice.
It was really sweet, really nice. And I love that. But then here comes Rascal Flatts with a traditional country song and a completely 180 take on it. Took me a while to even figure out what the song was.
A traditional Christmas song, you mean, not country song.
Christmas song.
Yeah, try to see what this one is. See if you can. I couldn't at first. I kind of did, but I'm like, what?
Can't be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, what is that song, right? It was interesting and completely different than the original.
So I didn't see this. I only heard this morning, but apparently that was this.
So they did their whole fa-la-la. They just did a different take on it, which I thought was really cool. And then, of course, we have artists who come up with their very own Christmas song that they write themselves. It's an original for them.
And this is Keith Urban.
Because
I bring the magic. I bring the lights. I'll make you a star at the top of the tree.
I wish you could see Tammy right now. You actually swoon when you hear Keith Urban.
And you cut off when he says, I'll be your Santa.
Okay, easy, easy. I'm going to swoon. Hang on.
You burn in a chimney, cause I'll be your fire. Let's put a kiss at the top of your list. We can be naughty or nice. Don't worry, baby. I'll be your Santa tonight.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, right? Right?
Boy,
he sure knows his audience, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he does. Absolutely. 833-287-1037. What do you like? Do you prefer just straight line classic the way it's supposed to be done? Do you like it when they take something and take it a whole new direction? Or do you want original?
Can I say in an unpopular opinion, probably? There has not been a good Christmas song since Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. There's not... Records show there has not been a good new Christmas song since then. That's the last one to become a hit. There's been nothing else since that's been a hit since then.
Point proven. Thank you.
I agree.
and you agree with yourself? That's good. And everything I just said, I agree.
High five me.
Everything I just said, I completely agree and support. So 833-287-1037. I tend to agree with Jessica. When I heard Dierks just do that straight up. I have yourself a merry little Christmas. Yeah. I'm like, that's beautiful. That baritone,
I know.
That vibe.
Right.
And something happened to me last Tuesday when I was with my mom and dad and my girlfriend Kaylani and I at my mom and my sister's house. We left a restaurant. It was snowing. Beautiful first snow.
Right.
And I was in a rental car, and we were just listening to the radio, and I accidentally switched the station from behind the steering wheel. I didn't know I was doing it, and it went right to White Christmas.
Nice.
How crazy was that? Isn't that weird? And it was then I'm like, wow, okay. I like the standards. I like the traditionals.
Yeah. So a lot of artists this year have their own original Christmas music. Thomas Rhett is one of them, along with Casey Musgraves. He's even got a special in Keith Urban.
Here's Thomas Rhett's version. We got snowflakes falling on an old Tulane. Red Bull race on the window pages. Sitting around the fire with the ones who love me. I like that.
Yeah, I like
that.
I like it too.
I don't think it sounds very Christmassy, but
maybe
I like it.
The whole thing would. I don't know. You know, but it's fun.
The thing about... I think a Christmas song's job, whether it's a carol, traditional, or an actual Christmas song's job, is to get you in the Christmas spirit. If it does that, then I don't care what kind of song it is, new, old. I don't care if it's dogs barking. If it gets you in the Christmas spirit, actually, I do care if it's dogs barking.
You don't want those,
dogs barking jingle bells. No. Our phone number is 833-287-1037. Wow, the appropriately named Holly is calling in Rancho San Diego. Morning, Holly.
Good morning.
So what's your take on this? Are you the old traditional, or you say, yeah, man, the newer the better. Bring it.
I think there's a mixture between both. I was just telling that I heard the other day a version of Mille Cliquey Maca by Casey Musgraves, and I absolutely loved that.
And Casey Musgraves, too. Awesome.
All right, Holly, let's listen to it together.
Mille Cliquey Maca is the thing to say.
Perfect. I love that.
I think she rocked it.
So she totally rocked it. And it's a perfect song for Casey Musgraves. So Casey Musgraves did, or what we love, is taking the traditional standards, not changing it much at all.
Right.
And just, you know, putting her little vibe on there. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Holly. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
All right. Bye, honey.
Take care. What say you, Christopher, in Coronado?
So honestly, I believe that all of them is good. It's just that, you know, the traditional Christmas music with the way that country sings and the way that country feels, it no matter what, it's going to have that home feel. It's going to feel like you're there with family at all times, you know? It's just the way that country is.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So, that really is.
Very
that
well
really
very
is
well played,
the,
yeah.
the sign of a meaningful song when it puts you in that place. You smell the fire. You feel the crisp air of winter in your face. I get it, man. That's really a good description. That said, it's funny to me how people... like, we'll latch onto a song and love it. We were listening to Christmas carols while preparing Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday, and I love the Beatles. You all know that. And Paul McCartney, A Wonderful Christmas Time, that song came on, and I hate that song.
I know, I hate it too.
And I said it. I
don't like it either.
I said it out loud, and my family's like, you're the devil. What are you talking about?
I don't like that song either.
Okay, thank you.
I don't either, so there you go.
What is wrong with both?
I actually can't wait for more, you know, current music, current singers trying to actually do Christmas music, and it, like I said,
you want to hear it?
Casey Musgraves has a great Christmas album out, as is Brett Eldridge, put it out last year. It's great. Thanks, bro. Take care. Okay. Happy holidays to you. Natalie's out in Santee. Natalie, what's your opinion on this?
I like all the Christmas music. I like old, I like new, I like Christian, I like not Christian, but that Rascal Flatts song. Sounded like, that one. From Greece.
Oh, from Greece?
When Frankie Avalon comes into Greece.
Oh. Beauty School Dropout?
Yes.
Well, they...
Fa La La's.
I gotta tell you, they did it in a doo-wop version, which I thought was really unique.
No, you're right. The...
That's how the whole thing started, right?
Beauty School Dropout. Yeah, my God, it does.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
If you saw it from the beginning, that's exactly how they started. They did it in this doo-wop fashion, which I thought was kind of cool because it made me think, what is this song? But I'm like you. I love it all. I want to hear more originals mixed in with everything. And I also want to hear someone's really unique take on something as well.
And you get 2 bonus points for making a Beauty School Dropout reference this morning. So well done. I haven't thought of that song in 10 years, probably. Thanks, Natalie.
Thanks.
And why don't you just come clean finally, young lady?
What?
Why don't you say what you really want? What? This. Let's put a kiss
at the top of your list. Okay. We can be naughty all night. Oh. Don't worry, baby. Okay, Keith.
Dude knows what he's doing.
Yes, he does.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.